Broadcasting from Cradio HQ, this is The Rush Hour with Jason Rushton.
Hello and welcome to The Rush Hour. It's the 25th of November. And today, once again, we'll be travelling through history, looking at important events in Christianity that have happened on this day. But of course, tomorrow I'll be back from my retreat and I'll be talking about contemporary events rather than things that have happened in the past. But let's not waste any time and begin our adventure through Catholic history. On this day in 1277, Nicholas III was elected Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. Nicholas's father had been a personal friend of Francis of Assisi, and he himself had to focus much of his attention on the Franciscan order. He issued the papal bull Exit Qui Seminat on the 14th of August 1279 to settle the strife within the order between the parties of strict and loose observance. He repaired the Lateran Palace and the Vatican at enormous cost and erected a beautiful country house at Soriano, where he died of a cardiovascular event. And the sources differ on whether it was a heart attack or a stroke. Nicholas III, though a man of learning noted for his strength of character, was known for his excessive nepotism. He elevated three of his closest relatives to the cardinalate and gave others important positions. This nepotism was lampooned both by Dante and in contemporary cartoons depicting the Pope in his fine robes and three little bears hanging on below, a pun on the family name. His alleged discussions with King Rudolf could be interpreted as an attempt to found principalities for his nephews and other relations. Dante, in the Inferno, the Divine Comedy, talks briefly with Pope Nicholas III, who was condemned to spend eternity in the third Bolgia of the eighth circle of hell, reserved for those who committed simony, the ecclesiastical crime and personal sin of paying for offices or positions in the hierarchy of a church. And of course, we mentioned Dante briefly yesterday, so I hope you don't mind us mentioning him once again today. But in Dante's story, the simoniacs are placed headfirst in holes, flames burning on the soles of their feet. Also on this day, Blessed Elizabeth of Rute, a mystic and Third Order Franciscan, was born in 1386, and also on this day she died in 1420. She was born very poor and became a Franciscan tertiary at age 14, but found it hard to leave a religious life while living with her parents. At age 17, she joined four other tertiaries in a community in Rute. She lived there for the rest of her life. For most of her life, she was subject to ecstasies and received visions of heaven, hell, and purgatory. And she was a stigmatist whose wounds hurt constantly and which bled on Fridays and during Lent. She had the gift of inedia, the ability to exist for months or years with no food but Holy Communion. And on this day in 1843, the first ever Catholic Mass in Albury was celebrated. The founder of Albury, Robert Brown, was a young Catholic migrant that arrived at the riverside town in 1836 and built a bark store near the Hovel Tree. He went south to the Murray River with his sister's husband, Amy Hewen. The Hewens had French parents and were also Catholic. Brown added an inn to his store, and it was there that Father Charles Lavatt, a pioneer priest from Yass, celebrated the historic first ever Mass in Albury. Archbishop John Bede Polding approved of the creation of Albury Parish in 1854. And also on this day in 1881, Pope John XXIII was born in Angelo Roncalli near Bergamo in Italy. And that's all for today's program. We'll be back with you again tomorrow for all the latest in Catholic news, current affairs, and headlines. Have a great day, and God bless you and your loved ones.